Okay, page Yudalad, Eiz Dalad of Leil Shabbos Kedush, Shiralu Shvatov Shechav Aleph. Okay, the last thing the Rebbe is explaining is that in seven names of Hashem, the Medrash says, based on the actions of Hashem, okay, and like the Mittler Rebbe writes, that the name Tzvokis is a Netzach V'Heid, but Lecheda, he says, Lefi Maisi Ani Nikra. So yes, Ani is the essence. Nikra is the way the names are. So he says, like it's a b'chol kareinu elav. So therefore, he says the kavana of names is not the odd of the sfira, but the chayis that the sfira has on its own, which is the action level. Okay. So in Yud Dalet, he says v'hinei b'inyan Hashemus concerning the name. These two lines we learned already. Concerning the names of Hashem, the Chazal tell us like shani nichtav ani nikra. I'm not like the way I'm written. Am I read? Like it says, Nichtav ani b'yud kevavke. Hashem is written yud kevavke. That's the way you write the name of Hashem. V'nikra ani ba'alav dalid, but we don't pronounce it that way. We pronounce it alav dalid nun yud adnai. The question is why? Ma tam sheni nikra k'meshi nichtav. Why can't Hashem's name be pronounced like the way it's written? Gam lom nichtav b'avaya dafke. Why is it dafka avaya? And then the name, we read it Adnai. In other words, it's funny. It's written avaya. It's pronounced Adnai. So number one, why? Why can't we just pronounce it the way it's written? And second, why dafka the name of avaya? Avaya ramagid. The Magid explains like this. Shem Havaya, Shem HaMefudish. The name of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the essential name of Hashem. Ulamayla Yetz, not only the explicit name of Hashem, but Shem Ha'etim, the name of the essence of Hashem. Meaning, Shulamayla, what does the name Havaya mean? Shulamayla Mikol Havayas. He is above any creation. Mahava means creator. One of the reasons why Hashem is called Yud Kei Vav Kei, because the word Yud Kevavki comes the word Mahava, which means creator. So if he is creator, he is above all creations. Shehu Mahava Ko, because he makes everything exist. So obviously, if he makes everything exist, he himself is above that level. The inyan akriya, but the inyan of calling is the level of Gilu Yipirsum, is revelation. Now, the Rebbe is explaining like this. When you say something, it's a revelation, revealing it. That's what speech is all about. He says, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is the essence of Hashem. It can't be revealed. So that name can't be pronounced, because pronounced already means world, revelation, giluyim. One sec. That's not a name. That's above name. L'chein yev sheshia nikra b'shem avaya. Therefore, Hashem cannot be called the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Kim Efshe B'chinah Shelamayla Meikol, because Efshe, it's impossible. That the level which is above all existences, Tia Begila Be'ilimus, can be revealed. Something essential above world can't be revealed in world. It's too great to be revealed in world. And B'chlal, the essence cannot be revealed. Any revelation is already not the essence. So therefore, he says, we can't read the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, because reading it means that's a level of godliness that could be revealed in world. And the Havaya is above that.
Why revelation is not...
Because revelation is in revealing something in a certain particular way. When you reveal something, it describes it. We mentioned many times, there was two friendly chassidim. One said to the next, please describe Hashem to me. Second, he opened his mouth, he gave him a smack in the face. He said, the second you talk, you open your mouth, it's already not Hashem. And no, it's a very simple verb, but it's very deep. Hashem's essence can't be revealed. So if Yud Kei Vav Kei is the essential name of Hashem, that can't be revealed. So we can't pronounce it the way Yud Kei Vav Kei is supposed to be pronounced. What?
By us cannot be revealed.
Correct. Therefore, Mashem is Galah Ba'ilmis. So what level of that, of godliness, is revealed in the worlds? That's the name of Adnai, the level of Malchus. Malchus is speech. So Vayem Elikim, which is, Chassidus explains, Adnai means Odin, master. That's the level of Malchus. So Malchus could be revealed in the world. So therefore, when you have the name of Yud Kevavke, the way it's written, refers to the etzim, the essential Shema Etzim, the essential name of Hashem, versus the way it's pronounced, that the way Elokus is already revealed in the world.
But Rabbi, the Havaya can't be written. So there must be a level of Hashem, Atzmus, that even can't be written. Right?
It's called an Eichi.
Oh, is higher than Atzmus?
No, not higher than Atzmus.
So you're saying this is Atzmus, it's Havaya.
No, the Shema Etzim. No, he doesn't say it's Atzmus. He says it's the essential name of Hashem.
It's not the name
no.
of Atzmus. Atzmus has no
name. Anechi, Ata, whatever. They can't have a name. Name by definition means revelation. Etzim built in his gala. What?
Was it revealed by Moshe?
What?
Was it revealed by Moshe?
The level of it by Matan Torah, everybody had even higher. What?
The fact that it was spoken in the Beis HaMikdash means the Beis HaMikdash could tolerate such a revelation.
Correct. But only, only the Kohen Shas Aveda. Because that's Dieter, the Eibishter's home.
But why is it that it's actually written? I mean, that's a certain level of revelation you're actually.
It's, right, yeah, but writing is not a revelation of the world of speech that actually is Malchus that reveals it. Yeah, writing is also a revelation. That's he asked. Ushmiya violated that the Mesami did, I don't know. Because you can't have a melech without a people, you can't have a master without slaves. And therefore the level of Malchus is the level of that there is a nation, there are avadim, and so on. Therefore, it's the name that he's called, Gilui, that's the level of Adnai, which is the general or which is connected to worlds. Meaning like this. There is a level of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, that's above worlds. Therefore, it cannot be written. I mean, it cannot be pronounced because pronunciation is already revelation of worlds. And in the revelation of Hashem, which is revealed in the worlds, Yashem kol Hashem Zayin Shem Hashem Nimchokim. So he says like this. Remember, we learned there's two levels of Hashem, right? There's Havaya, which is Shema Etzem, and then you have Shema Havaya, which is one of the seven Tiferes. So the name Havayud Kevavke, the way it is written, so to speak, that's above world. You can't even say that name. Then you have the seven names. Shem Kel is Chesed. Shem Elokim is Gvura. Shem Tzvokis is Netzach Vahid. And then that's Mashem Havayud. Magid Bepirish Maimed Azal. This is what the Magid, again, the Mizrachi Magid says, what the Mishnah says. Negat Shema Avat Shema. It says if a person like publicize himself, eventually gets forgotten. It says in Pirkei Avos. So he says like this. What does the Mishnah mean? Negat Shema. In order to negate is also talking, revealing. So when the name becomes revealed, when you nam shoch vagilui, the Shem Adnai, which is the level of Adnai, who I de avad Shema, which is the helim of Shem Avai. So Mishnah says like this. Negat Shema, the way the Magid Taich is like this. When you reveal your name, meaning Adnai, that could be revealed, the way we pronounce it. Avat Shema, the essential name of Hashem, gets lost. What do you mean lost? When you lose something, it's just hidden from you. It still existed. You just don't know where it is. So the Mishnah is Negat Shema, when you reveal the name Adnai, so you're actually concealing the level of Yud Kevavke. Correct. But he touches the mission like that. Then you can have the revelation of Adnai. Dafke, when you hide Yud Kevavke, then you can come to the level of Adnai. And he said, you can explain, the Rebbe says, what's the expression, losing the name? In order for there to be revelation of Elokus, to come into the world, which is the level of Adnai, which Avid means Silik or Legami. Okay, it means like this. The Maggid said that when you reveal Adnai, so basically you're concealing Yudke Vavke. Right? You're it's hidden. He said, what's the expression lost? So he says, in order for any revelation of Elokus to be revealed in the world, there had to be what's called Tzimtzum Harishon, the original Tzimtzum, that Hashem removed all the revelations that he had within him. So Ovid means he actually removed it completely. And that's the real definition of lost. Lost means it's completely removed from me. If it's in my house and I don't know where it is, it's not really lost. Right? You can still look. Huh?
Somewhere else.
Yeah, there. That's Siluk, Tzimtzum Harishon, which allowed the original revelation of Elokus to come into the world, which is the Kav. So that level is Avat Shema, which is the level of Siluk, Shemed Al Siluk Oregami, which is completely removal of the earth. Okay, let's get down to earth here. What's the Rebbe explaining over here? The Rebbe is explaining that the names of Hashem, because he's going to get back to the name of Tzvokais, so that the Rebbe is elaborating on this, the whole thing over here, the pay before and after this, the concept of names. Okay, there's a name, basically one name of Hashem that's not revealable, and therefore you can't even pronounce it. It's too great to be pronounced. And that from that level comes seven midos of Hashem, seven attributes of Hashem that could be revealed. Kel is in Chesed, Elokim is Gvori, Yudkevav Kitfes, Tzvokeris is Netzach Haneid, and so on. Okay, Bechlal, in order for any revelation of Hashem to come into the world, Hashem had to, so to speak, remove himself from the world to be able to reveal anything. Because like we learned, the beginning of Eitz Chaim, it says that before Hashem created the world, there was only the infinite level of Hashem revealed in the world. World couldn't exist, so he had to remove it. He couldn't even limit it. Because cut infinite in half, basically, is still infinite. A person, and like we learned, if you are a super brilliant person, and you want to teach little kids, I don't mean an age, passport year, I'm saying, in understanding, you want to teach little kids, you can't, in order for the teacher to teach something, you have to remove everything that you know.
But remove from where?
Oh, that's right. So the vart is, that's why he gives the mashul of the teacher teaching this, you know, this master teacher teaching little kids. When the teacher puts his seichel at the side, it doesn't mean it doesn't have any more. Okay? If you want to limit yourself, whether it's in Seichel or Midas for that matter, okay? You want to limit yourself to react to a certain person, you need to limit it.
Yeah, that's a symptom.
But symptom Harishon means not that I took the same concept, I just gave a mashal or a parable to explain it, that people should understand it. The concept is, you had the brilliant guy, had the genius, has to remove all the seich, meaning he can't think anymore like he thinks. He has to put it off and re-reveal himself on the kid's level. That doesn't mean he loses it. That doesn't mean it's not there. It's there, just not revealed. Not even to himself. Not only not to the kid. It's not even revealed to himself. Okay? And that's what Tzimtzum Harishon is. Tzimtzum Harishon is not God Pshat. Hashem removed himself. He's not there anymore because, first of all, he can't have a place empty and void from Hashem. Hashem's all over the place. What it means is it's removed from revelation. It's totally non-revealed. And therefore, you have to re-reveal, this new revelation of Elokus. We're in Newark. We had Rabbi Yisrael Friedman as Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. It was fantastic. Okay? So, The first year in what would now could be called Morristown, the first year, it wasn't a pilpul shir. That was the second year. You would tell us a pilpul. But the first year, the way it worked in class was like this. He said the Gemara Rashi, when he had a shir. I mean, we learned that around, but an hour a day, whatever it was. He would say the Gemara Rashi, read it off, and then he would tell us the say Taisis. Okay, so we went around the class, basically. So you have to say Taisis. Okay, so he said Taisis. And he started asking you, he made you crazy. He basically showed you didn't know what you're talking about. That was his thing, to show you don't know what to talk about. And then he relearned the Taisis and showed us how to learn it. But in the middle of this thing, we learned finally that when he made you crazy and you realized you didn't know anything, in order to try to figure, because he made us so crazy, in order to try to figure it out, what we had to do was forget the whole conversation now, forget everything, and just go back to Taisis now and see what Taisis says. Because he made us so crazy, it was impossible to think that way. You had to forget that discussion until now, that we don't know anything, that we know anyway. And then you started thinking over the Taisis, and then you figured it out a lot of times. It's a funny mashal, but in Elukus, as long as the essence of Hashem is revealed, there can't be any world. So Hashem had to remove himself. Not removing himself, God forbid that it doesn't exist. He removed himself. The revelation was removed. What did you want?
How could the one name of Hashem, i.e. Swapis, be a revelation of two
readers? I don't know. Each name has a Netzach and Heder, Trey Sheik, and the Netzach and Heder interconnected a lot. And he continues in the Torah of the Magid, the manifestation of Gashmis. And the power of Ruchni is that Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim, which is Shabbos Shabbosim. The Shabbos is Mashpia L'chol HaSheish Yisrei HaMaisa. Okay, so he says like this. The Maggid explains, he continues like this. When you have Gashmis and Ruchnias, like for instance, Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Okay, so Pachal is brought down like this. The Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, there's what's called Olam Shana Nefesh. There's Olam world, place, Shana, time, year, Nefesh is soul. So there's three. The Zefi Yitzir Beit and the Kanta Oshan. Oshan is Hatsina Oshan smoke. Oshan stands for Olam Shana Nefesh. Olam means place. Shana means time. And Nefesh means person. The person is, we are in time and place. Okay, now. The holiest time was Yom Kippur. The holiest place was Kedesh HaGadashim. The holiest person was the Kohen Gadol. Okay? So Kohen Gadol, Anyum Kippur, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the essence of Olam Shana Nefesh, the highest levels of world, time, and place. Time, place, and person. Now, Shabbos, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosim. Shabbos is the sustenance for the week. Now, Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos of Shabbos, so he says, Kedusha Shabbos Mashpil Kol Sheshes Miyamais. The Kedusha Shabbos influences the whole 6 days of the week. Even by the Kohen Gadol, it says to separate in Kodesh HaKadoshim, as Yochel Lahasi, Lamaila Meyelmis. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, you're able to reach Yechida. The four levels, remember, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzir, Asiya. These four levels are all world. Yom HaKippurim, because no eating and drinking. Nothing of that. So on Yom Kippur, because it was Shabbos Shabbos, and they're able to reach the level of Yechida. Shabbos only reached the level of Chaya, the fourth level. That's why we have Musaf. Yom Kippur is the level of Shema Etzem, and therefore, that's why Sheakeid Oz Hashem Kiksovi. Then, they were able to reveal, to read the name of Hashem Yudkevavki, the way it was. In the base of Migdosh and Yom Kippur, they did it. Why? Because then the essence of Hashem was revealed, so therefore Yudke Vavke, the essential name of Hashem, was revealed in Yom Kippur, because it's the ultimate day of the year and the ultimate place of Kodesh HaKadoshim. But normally, we can't read Yudke Vavke the way it's written, because that level of Yudke Vavke is above and beyond world, and therefore revelation can't reveal. We can only reveal the name of Adnai. Aleph Daled Nun Yud.
But Yehudas is revealed to the rebels all the time.
Yes. I don't know, I didn't ask him. I don't think he would. You're not allowed to. They could. In Avram Fried has a song on it. When the 10 martyrs were being killed, can we say it in the kinnis of Tisha B'Av and the little Yom Kippur also, and the Aveda? Tehi Rabbi Shmuel Atzmai, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol purified himself. It wasn't Yom Kippur. He purified himself, and he pronounced the name of Hashem the real way, and he went up, and he asked what's going on over here, and they told him, be quiet, if not, I'll destroy the whole world. And so there is a concept of, but in certain, obvious, certain instances, but Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Chacham told him to do it, obviously, and there was a time, an exceptional, you know, exception makes the rule. It was an exceptional case, but he did it, you know, not in Yom Kippur, obviously. I don't think it was Yom Kippur.
You know how there are certain
but he got the blank witnesses.
Right.
Except they say with a J.
But he might also say with a U.
Okay, whatever, but that you're not allowed to.
Is that
it's forbidden to say that name.
Even a
Goy? A Goy? Probably not, but what's the difference? Doesn't matter if a guy could say it, he's not allowed to. No, 100% not.
It's a problem.
You're not allowed to say it. Okay, he says, we need to still understand Mao Maila Bekach. What is the advantage? Like the Maggid says, at the time of Yom Kippur was the power of Ruchni. Shaydeiz Ayochli is Gilishem Avaykik Savay. Hare Gam Ruchni Suisavis. The Maggid says that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was able to mention the name of Hashem because that was a revelation of Ruchnius. So the Rebbe asked for 1 second. Ruchnius is also creation. Yudke Vavke, the essential name of Hashem, is above any creation, meaning physical and spiritual. So how could the Maggid say that because Yom Kippur there was the revelation of the spiritual levels, therefore the Kohen Gadol was able to say the name of Yudke Vavke, the way it's written? And yet Havaya is higher even than Ruchnius, the creation. So how is the Kohen Gadol then on Yom Kippur able to say the name of Hashem? Because what happened in Yom Kippur with the Kohen Gadol was a unity of two opposites. Meaning, Kohen Gadol hayin neshama beguf. A Kohen Gadol is a human being, right? As a physical human being. The din was, Kohen Gadol had to have a wife, right? To go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Kippur, the din with the Pasuk says the Kohen Gadol had to have a wife. So not only is he an individual person, he has a wife also, meaning there's a family. Yet, even though the Kohen Gadol is a human being, but at the same time he became Kodesh HaKadoshim, super holy. Right, the base of Migdash, the Arden didn't take up any space, all that. And not only that, v'chein bin yin zman, the same thing is in time. Yom HaKippurim is one of the 365 days of the year. Yom Kippur is a 24-hour day. It is time. Not only place, the Kohen Gadol is a limited person. V'afol p'kein. Ein b'yachil v'adaros ha'b'mokim. The Rebbe is going into all three levels. The Chayra, the person... Remember, Elam Shana Nefesh. Person, he's a limited person. Time, Yom Kippur is a limited day. Place, Kedesh Gedashim, Hayin, the Makim, Abli Makim Kechad. The equivalent, the Arden didn't take up any place. There's unity between place and above place. Haino Shekol, and Yonim, Hayachiv, Bez Afachim. All of this was the combination of two opposites. In Yizamitzad Nim Nam Nim Nois. like the famous Rashba writes, that is the level of Nimnam Nimnois, Davka, which is a level of Avaya Shemo Etzem. The Rebbe explains like this: how is it possible that the Kohen Gadol, because Ruchnius is also creation, but he explains because the Ruchnius that was created on Yom Kippur, it's not Stam Ruchnius, it's a combination of Ruchnius and Gashmius together. There was physical person, physical time, physical place, and yet it had the revelation of that only comes what's called Nimna Nimnois, meaning there's nothing he can do. The essence of Hashem, that's the Shema Etzem. And that's why Yom Kippur they were able to pronounce the name of Yudke Vavke the way it was written, because it's really higher than both things together. What's that? I think we say in Tillim, in the 21st day of when we say Yom Tillim, Va'atuhu, we mentioned these few words, David HaMelech says, brings out one of the most phenomenal concepts of Chassidus. David HaMelech says, Va'atuhu, you are you, Hashem, Ushnei Secha, your years, Lo Yitamu, never end. Which means, in simple English, your years are infinite.
Eternal.
Years can't be infinite. You can't have an infinite amount of finite. You can't reach infinite by having 1 year and another year and another year and another year. So what's David HaMelech saying over here? Ushnesecha lo yitamu. Those three words is because of Atahu, because you are who you are, above everything together. Therefore, Ushnesecha, your limitations are unlimited. Meaning, the Makom HaAdon limitation didn't take up any place. And that was the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol, human being, physical place, physical time, was the combination of the opposites. Huh? Yeah. Well, I'm not here now for a week. But, yeah.